Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For months, Massachusetts home inspectors have debated the legality of quickie inspections, urging their state overseers to settle the controversy once and for all. Last week, regulators acknowledged concerns about vulnerable home buyers, but decided not to take a stance. Meanwhile, other states have weighed in on what constitutes a real inspection. WBUR's Laura Craigle has a story.
Typically, a home inspector spends a couple hours carefully checking a home and provides the hopeful buyer with a written report. But some buyers are opting out of full inspections as a strategy to win bidding wars, and instead are turning to inspectors who provide shortcuts called walk-and-talks or consultations. These mini inspections can miss dangerous and expensive problems, leaving buyers with little to no recourse. Inspectors ask for clarity on whether they're legal in Massachusetts from the Board of Registration of Home Inspectors, which regulates the profession. At a meeting, board lawyer Jenna Hentoff told board members not to issue a blanket policy that could stifle inspectors' businesses.
Things may or may not be in violation of the rules and regulations, but it can be very fact dependent.
She recommended the board wait until homebuyers file complaints about walk-and-talks and then deal with each case. Board member and inspector Liz Martin said that was not the answer she wanted. She's performed consultations without providing a written report.
It's not that final, absolutely clear, unambiguous statement that home inspectors are looking for. And I wish that as a board, we could advise both our colleagues and consumers.
Milford-based inspector Lisa Alajajan-Giroux says she was disappointed that board members didn't take a clear-cut stance.
They want to wait for everything to come in and hit the fan, basically. I think they're hoping this goes away somehow instead of getting involved in writing new policies.
The board declined a request for an interview. According to board records, no consumers have filed complaints about walk-and-talks yet, but many inspectors predict that some buyers will eventually complain or sue. In the last month, four homeowners have hired Alajajan-Giroux to fully inspect their homes after getting consultations. She says they suspected problems after the purchase. In one home, she discovered an unknown crawl space.
I went in there and there was dead rats, feces, mold, most disgusting crawl space you've ever seen.
She says all of the new homeowners were too embarrassed to complain. As president-elect of the American Society of Home Inspectors, Alajajan-Giroux says it's a problem across the country. At least two other states have recently clarified their rules. Texas officials issued a statement that walkthroughs violate state rules. Ohio regulators released a policy spelling out that the service is legal as long as the inspector produces a written report and the buyer agrees in writing that areas of the home will be skipped. In Massachusetts, without that kind of guidance, inspectors continue to be on their own. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Laura Craigle.